Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? What's up, y'all? Shannon?
Welcome back to Let's Make Out Podcast, where we make all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. I am your host, Gabrielle, also known as Gabe, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Jed. If I do it like this, a little
Jed,
bit more.
Jed.
Girl, I love this energy right now.
You're so funny. Okay, so the funniest thing before we got on here,
man.
I was singing.
It was inappropriate.
And Babe was like, did you just say spit on it?
I was like, did you say spit on it or sit on it? I was like, please and thank you. What did you say?
And I was cracking up laughing. He was like, no, really, what did you say? What are you talking about? And I was like, it's a song. He was like, I don't know, Heart and Soul, because that's like the only station I listen to when I listen to
I was like, it definitely ain't Heart and Soul. And nobody saying spit on it on Heart and Soul.
I never heard the song before. I'm going to play the song for you when we get off of here. It's a Jasmine Sullivan song.
Okay.
I want to sit on it. Girls. Tell me why you deserve it.
because
come on and prove why I should. Okay. That is my jam.
We about to end this podcast right now and put this baby girl to bed because y'all see her in the background.
That's the jam, though, right?
They probably can't. Can y'all tell Reagan's behind us if she matches?
Yeah, because she's blending into the freaking.
Move your head over that way.
This way.
There she is.
There she is.
She's up here chilling, y'all. That's fun.
Yes. The whole album is good, right? Yes, the album is really good. Okay, so before we get into it, how about we cue the music?
How about we do that?
This is also another reason why we are doing this live is because Babe is not feeling the best. He got his second vaccine yesterday. And tell him how you've been feeling, Babe. Oh,
he wanted to come up. Oscar
wanted to come up. I'll bring him up here because my allergies don't
start. Oh, yeah, that's right. He wanted to come up. All right, say hi, Oscar.
Bye, Shouty.
Say bye.
Bye, Shouty. How you feeling, love?
I'm feeling better now. I was, I started getting really tired last night after I had my shot, but today I woke up with a headache and my body was like sore, achy and sore.
Somebody said Oscar missing a tooth. Several.
He has like 5 teeth.
He literally only has 5 left. That's why his tongue ain't down.
So, yeah, but I I'm just tired, headache, but I'm feeling better. As the day has gone on, I've felt better.
Mm-hmm.
I've continued to feel better. So I think when I wake up tomorrow, I'll be pretty straight. I didn't have a fever. They said with the second shot, you can get a fever sometimes. If I did have one, it probably would have happened while I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't have known.
Dang, y'all missed all of that? Y'all don't hear me talk about Nana at all?
It's crazy.
So I'm trying to look at y'all, but I'm missing the stuff that's happening here. So one of us is gonna have to monitor if it says that we. Oh, okay. So I have my second vaccine at the end of April.
Yeah.
And I'm even gonna tell my story again. It was funny, but if y'all didn't hear it, it's fine. So I was saying that my grandmother, Nana, turned 80 today.
Yes.
Today is her birthday. And we went and had lunch with her today. We hung out with her. We had such a good time. We were supposed to have dinner, but unfortunately a family friend passed away. So the wake was this evening, so we switched it to lunch. But she had so much fun. We had a good time. We went to Fogo de Chão, and she had never been there. Mom and Gracie had never been there. And honestly, like, we, our reservation was at 2. Well, it was at 1:30. Then we changed it to 2.
And they...
And apparently they close at 2 for lunch, and then they open at 5.
So we there were like nobody.
It was like us, and when we first got there, it was like 2 other tables. Mm-hmm. But they left
pretty early on.
Yeah, so like we had the whole restaurant to ourselves.
We had like,
that was nice.
About 7 servers.
Everybody was coming over.
Because there's nobody else in there.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
So it was good. We had a really good time. And I just prayed for many, many more birthdays with Nana.
Yes.
Man, I'm just so grateful that she's alive and well, and 80 years old, doing better than a lot of younger folks. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
still doing hair. She's
not gonna be doing hair until she absolutely cannot anymore because she loves it. But yeah, so that was fun. That's what happened today. Let's see what else has happened. Okay. You guys, we got the bed couch. We haven't taken it out yet, though. It is downstairs in the box.
So you'll come up here tomorrow. We'll check it out.
The delivery people, they wouldn't bring it up. So, I'm nervous about it. I honestly don't think it's going to match.
Like,
I don't know, because it's going to be too blue. Like, the color we went with, I think is going to be, like, way too light. I thought it would be a cool accent color. I don't know.
You ain't seen it yet.
Child. I know. I'm just getting nervous.
But now she sees it. Like, just see it first. Nervous. See it first.
I know, and then see.
Don't be working yourself into a frenzy.
I know. I'm just like, ugh. I done waited for this couch for so long, and it's probably not even going to be a good fit. But
you're working yourself up into a frenzy.
You're right. I am. You're right.
You're thinking about the wrong what if.
Okay. So, let's see. What else? Are we frozen again? Oh, my goodness.
What is happening?
I have to keep getting up.
Yeah, is your Wi-Fi on?
I have to cut out of Wi-Fi.
I don't ever use the Wi-Fi in the house on my phone.
Oh, you don't?
I don't, personally.
Really?
Nope. Ever.
I don't even know how to do that. All right, are we back for real?
Yeah, I quit. Now we're back.
I legit quit.
This is crazy.
Are we still frozen?
How are we doing? It looks like we're live right now.
Are we? Back? Welcome back. We are back.
Yeah, we're back.
Okay, I took it off. I took it off the Wi-Fi. So hopefully...
It's weird. This is crazy, y'all.
Thank y'all for telling me that, because I'm using the back camera on my phone, so I can't see when it pops up and says that...
We can only...
It's trying to reconnect.
It gets us really quick. We can start seeing it. But it's already done that at that point.
So, thank y'all for letting us know.
It's weird.
This hiccups. I guess it's only natural that we have these issues. We've never gone live on this channel before. So...
Ever.
It is what it is.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. What do we want to do first here?
We want to do
some questions, or are we going to get into our first sponsor?
We're going to get into our first sponsor, y'all.
Okay.
And then we'll get into some questions. So first sponsor is Best Fiends. Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. So look, with Best Fiends, it's just a cool game. You know, on your phone, you know, your mobile device, where you can, you can kind of play it, and you can continue to progress. It's like it's not really an ending, because they continue to add levels and levels to it. So I don't know if you ever played Best Fiends, but Chad Jr. loves it. We love it. But it's actually a top-rated mobile puzzle adventure. It's full of lovable characters, thousands of levels, and more content that gets added all the time, as I mentioned. We've been playing it for a long time, and, you know, and basically... Yeah. Updates are always coming, and
it's a fun game.
Yeah, it's a fun game. It's good to, you know, if you're like in a waiting room, or if you're just chilling in the car waiting to pick up your kid from school, like whatever, you can kind of just pick it up and pass some time. I think Chad really likes all of like the characters you can collect and the things that you can do as you beat levels, because it gets harder and harder, but it's not like so frustrating that you don't want to play anymore. It's a pretty cool game. So. But yeah, so like I mentioned, with Best Fiends, there's something new today, you know, and tomorrow, and after every day after that. There's literally thousands of levels to play at this point. And so if you ever get tired of, you know, like the normal solving puzzles, then Best Fiends is perfect for you because the fun never ends. So if you get, you know, slightly obsessed with it, don't blame us. But you can actually download Best Fiends free today on Apple App Store or Google Play. So that's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Check it out.
Check them out. All right. So we are live. But does our internet look crap? Because y'all keep... I turned off the Wi-Fi. So now I'm just on cellular. I don't know. We got to call AT&T tomorrow because they about to miss me off. We pay too much.
Too much.
For it to be cutting out and doing anything. Okay?
Craziness.
Somebody say a crisp. Oh, we look fine. Okay.
Good. Perfect, perfect.
Good to know. All right, let's get into some questions. Asking all the questions. Okay. Which one do y'all want us to do? The Book of Questions, normal. The Book of Questions, love and sex. 1001 questions. Or 4,000 questions. Which book? Let's see. Somebody said people need to refresh.
let's see.
Oh my goodness. I can't keep getting up.
So weird.
Does it say reconnect? It'll be a little box on the...
Oh, that's good. Are we good? It says live. We're good.
Oh, okay.
So...
Next time we do a live, we'll have to fix it, okay? Yes, Jesus, fix it. Okay, 4,000. A lot of people are saying the 4,000. Okay.
Let's do it.
4K. So, pick a number between 1 and 4,000. Oh, no, don't, because this is the book that's not numbered that way, so.
Yeah, page 37.
Page 37, okay.
So tired, y'all. I'm going to try to look not tired, but I'm tired.
We commend you for being here. Ugh.
Stop. Ugh. Stop.
What is one modern day convenience you did not have as a child that was easy to live without?
Social media.
Obviously. I think we all went through that. Like... Well, like, some of y'all might be young enough to where you grew up with social media.
Social media? The internet?
The internet. Like, I remember having to, like, y'all remember having to go to the library and, like, look things up in the encyclopedia and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Remember playing Oregon Trail or Where in the World Was Carmen Sandiego on the computers?
Who would have even imagined a time where we could literally pick up our phones and see what somebody else was doing at all times? At all times. Like, there's not a time where you can't see what somebody else is doing with their life on the internet.
Yeah.
It's, like, good and bad. But because it's just, like, this constant feed of just everything. And it's, like, you get inundated with what everyone else is doing. So much so that sometimes you quit focusing on what you're doing and focusing on what somebody else is doing.
It's,
like,
social media is so interesting because it's access to people's lives that you wouldn't normally have. Mm-hmm. Like, you would never have. So there's really good parts to it. Like, we love the fact that we've built, you know, a community and family, like, you know, with all of you. But it's, you know, but, like, the other side of it is, yeah, it can distract you.
Yeah,
you know,
it can definitely distract you.
Keep you from... you know, focusing on other things, you know, so it's such interesting, but yeah, we didn't have to think about, I mean.
You know, it's so funny, we, like, people always talk about how, you know, kids that, you know, are on their iPads a lot or, you know, doing whatever a lot, how they don't know how to be bored. But quite frankly, I don't think any of us know how to be bored anymore because all you got to do is pick up your phone find something. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, I think that you're still bored.
Mm.
Like, think about it.
I agree.
I think that when you have all these things to do and pick up, you're still... I don't think it feeds the... They don't fix the boredom that you're facing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a Band-Aid. So it's about how do we figure out ways to enjoy what we're doing, you know? So whether that's, like, painting or drawing or, you know, like, arts and crafts or whatever it is. But, like, how do you... how do you come up with things that do make you, you know, not bored? Like, I think that jumping on social media doesn't fix your boredom, I don't think.
It's a catch 22. Like somebody said, you gave up Facebook the entire year and you only watch YouTube occasionally. How is that going? Like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't really use Facebook a whole lot except for business purposes. Yeah. Like, I don't really scroll my Facebook feed at all. So that's probably like the easiest thing that I would be able to like give up is Facebook. Cause I don't really, and probably Twitter too. Cause
yeah,
I'm rarely on there. Like, which one would you think you'd be the easiest for Facebook. You to give up? Facebook. Yeah, you don't even be on Facebook.
Yeah, babe. I already gave up Facebook.
Yeah, he never lost it to Facebook ever. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Mindless scrolling, yes.
Yeah, Twitter is like where I look at like what's trending because, you know, you can find out information really quick what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody mentioned the shooting in at the FedEx here in Indy. Yeah, that's sad, man.
It's the saddest thing. I just feel like this whole week as a whole has been
literally
exhausting.
Yeah.
It's literally been exhausting. Like, one thing after another. And I don't know if they know the story on the FedEx shooting yet. Like,
he used to be an employee, 19-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Used to be an employee. I think killed eight people. Some were like, two of them were 18 and 19. The rest of them were like 30, 60, 74.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like the age was, I mean, of the, you
it's
know, the victims.
So
yeah, it's just, and then, you know, just, I mean, these cops can't fix their life. I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Like, how do we fix it? Like, I just.
Hold them accountable. Hold them accountable.
Well, absolutely. Like, so I'm very happy that.
They're charging over.
Homegirl is getting charged.
Because she should
be. Because if more police officers see that, you know what?
I can get in trouble
for being
a criminal.
I'm not going to just get a slap on the hand. I'm actually going to suffer some consequences. Now, obviously, she's just being charged. We don't know
how that. Charge is the first step. Getting convicted.
Getting convicted is the next step. But it's just like, you just can't get me to believe that. I mean, it could have been an accident, but it's just like, you got
to
know better.
I explained this to Gabriel. In the military, it wasn't something called accidental shooting. It would be a negligent discharge.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't accidental. So the fact that the cops
even considered
using this word,
mm-hmm.
it shows how much of a criminal organization that they can be. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a negligent discharge. It's not an accident. You're a 26-year veteran. Or if it's on your first day, it's a negligent discharge of your firearm. If you know, and then try to claim you didn't know it was your it wasn't your taser. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know? Even if you didn't mean to do it, there's still consequences.
Yeah, I mean, you still got to suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Like, you slipped up.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and, if it's a slip up.
Yeah, and that, you know, I don't know. It's just sad. I mean, you know, and then you know,
it's just disheartening because you just feel like you take so many steps forward. You feel like, and then it's just like you get reminded, like, are we really making progress here? Like,
yeah,
is change really gonna happen? Like, it so yeah, it is exhausting. It
is
has
exhausting.
Been the longest week ever.
Yeah, just so tired of hearing of the same situations happening, you know.
And she's training other officers. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like,
yeah, it's just.
How
it's
do you
sickening.
Mix up the two?
It's
How
sickening.
Do you do it?
Yeah, and you
don't.
Know, yeah.
Ask her. That's literally Chad.
Hey, we're live, buddy. So don't be coming here being crazy.
Chad Jr. was downstairs.
He'll be crazy.
He had peanut butter and jellies. He can never have just one sandwich. He has to have two. When he wants peanut butter and jelly, he has to have two. Did you finish him?
Hey buddy. Hey buddy.
Yes.
Hey buddy. Hey Chad. Don't mess with your sister.
Right. Don't come up
just
here.
Just relax. Don't mess with your sister.
So they're at this age
he
now
he starts
riling where out. He likes to antagonize her. He just likes to piss her off, for lack of better words.
He likes
and
to
it's
antagonize
like,
her.
You know.
He's
you know that that's going to bother you.
I don't know
sister.
If that's normal. Any of y'all got a boy and a girl, and is that normal?
I
like
mean,
for them
you
to
know,
antagonize each other?
They'll just get it to the point where it's just a little bit more bickering, a little bit more back and forth, and it's like, here we go. I can't even imagine what the teenage years will look like with these two. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Mass shootings in general are horrible. Like,
mm-hmm.
they shouldn't happen. The fact that they happen in the U.S. on a regular basis shows everyone, at least outside of the gun nuts, the people that love guns so much that they're, I'm sorry, like the gun laws are a joke. And like the fact that people can get, and now granted, people can still get guns illegally. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. We know that there's still illegal gun, you know, trafficking, but people shouldn't be able to get so many guns legally.
Yeah.
You know, so easily.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you can't get a gun legally if you go through like all of the steps that you know are required, which there should be more steps required. But it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. Yeah, it's sad and it's sickening. And
so find your peace however you can these days. Like, it looks different for everybody. Yeah. Some people don't want to see it. Some people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to find how you can process and how you can be okay with and accept and, you know, and grieve when you need to. Like, and allow people the freedom to do that. I saw a post. I don't remember what it said. It was something about, like, if you don't see a black person posting about the recent tragedy, like, the last thing you need to do is harp on them and badger them about why they're not posting about it. Like, let people process things the way they process it. Let them talk about it the way they want to talk about it, when they want to talk about it. Like, we all deal with things differently. Yeah. So, get your peace however you can, okay?
Yeah.
Keep prayers going. Because really, that's the only thing that's going to keep us sane. Yeah. Like, honestly, when you think about it,
yeah, we need,
because it's always going to be something.
Yeah, have your faith and just use it, practice
mm-hmm.
it. You know, because it's
yeah.
But yeah, so some people said somebody said they have twins and their fights are epic.
I can't imagine
twins.
What twins are like fighting? Ugh, I would be, man. I would just be a mess. Okay. It's draining. You can't jump on everything that happens. It's true. It's because it just keeps happening. Do I ever feel nervous when Chad leaves the house? You know, I don't, honestly. not like on a normal, no. You know what the funniest thing, not the funniest, but I would say the only time that I've felt like if I'm coming home, and it's like late or something, like I always just think, like, you know, so I get in and then shut the car off and try to close the garage door, or I'm always like I'll get out and just be looking like, what if somebody just ran up in the garage, you know what I'm saying, before I can like unlock the door or something. Yeah. Like, it's a thought that I've had. It's not something that I'm like fearful or anything like that, but it has been a thought, like, what is the best method? Do I just stay in the car and completely shut the door, the garage door, before I get out? I don't know. Like, who's going to be lurking outside of my house? You never know, though. People are crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody can sneak up in there real quick, or if somebody sneaks up in there where you don't know and they just wait till you go in. These are thoughts that I have had. But it's not something that I have on a continual basis. Was Siege back here dancing? Was he dancing? I missed it.
He could have been. It's Chad Jr.
Ray is under the blanket. Yes, because she got a nightgown on, so I didn't want her flashing, y'all. So she is up under a blanket, washing her iPad, and Chad Jr. has brought his iPad up here.
Somebody said back into the garage instead.
Back into the garage. Oh, you know what? That's smart. I didn't even think about that. The only time I'm back into the garage is if I've gone to the grocery store or something, because I have the stuff in the back. Mm-hmm. That's like the only time that I'm back in. thank you. Talking about, I see you just handsome.
Yeah, he is. A little boy.
Always shut the garage door before getting out. Yeah. I'm going to pop someone.
Yeah, I told Gabriel, you remember what I told you about ATMs? How to go to an ATM in your car, a drive-thru?
No.
I don't remember.
So wait, let me think about it.
What I say to do? So I showed you what I do.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah, so I'll recap. So my thoughts on a drive-up ATM is to drive up and get as close as you can to it, right? So drive as close as you can. And so that way there's not a lot of space between the ATM, you know, either front or back, right? So then leave the car and drive.
That's
and so do your thing, because, you know, God forbid something happened, but, you know, somebody tried to run up on you or tried to, you know, then you can just slam on the gas and go. If they get your ATM card, whatever, you can handle that. But if you know, but they get you, it can be very dangerous. So that's just my thoughts about that. Is just drive up as close as you can. I mean, I'm close where my mirror is, like, you know, maybe that
right
far
there.
Because then you can reach it really well, but then also you're kind of protected by the ATM, and then leave it in drive, and you know,
and don't go to the ATM at nighttime.
Yeah, and definitely absolutely just avoid not. You know just, but
yeah if you,
know,
you can
yeah
carry some pepper spray with you. You know what, I don't have any pepper spray. I feel like you used to have some in the truck.
I did. We'll have to get a new one.
I think when we switched cars, when we got the new truck, the stuff didn't get
All of it did get transferred
over, because I used to have pepper spray, but I don't have any anymore. Your door would stop. Oh, that's true. Mine would stop, too. The sensor in the garage door, ours does the same thing. So look at you. Other people tell them to do that?
Yeah, that's good. That's
Your job wouldn't let you have pepper spray on your keys? Really? Is that what you're saying?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, I don't go to the gas station at night. Like, it can wait.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time I've been to the gas station at
night. It's not worth it. Like, you know,
where I'm about to go.
I just think that you have to just think about situations, you know, that they're, you know, I mean, there are crazy people out there. So you don't live in fear. You don't fear each day or fear each moment. But you can still be vigilant and avoid certain circumstances just because it's smart to do that. Like, you know, so if you don't need to go to the gas station or to an ATM at night,
just don't.
Don't. Because, you know, because it's just,
if you really need cash, go to a store that's open and get some cash back.
And get some cash back in a big store somewhere. Yeah. So, it's just one of those things where, you know, just you got to take care of yourself and be as vigilant. I always use the word vigilant.
Mike said that they're... is considered a weapon in the workplace.
Okay.
I didn't even think about that.
That makes sense, though. I mean,
Emmanuel said, would you ever carry? Are you asking us?
I mean, you know, I mean, it just depends. I mean, it just depends. I mean, you know, I don't feel the need to carry on a regular basis, you know. I don't feel the need to on a regular basis. So if
it's illegal in Canada to carry pepper spray, to carry mace? That's so interesting. Learning all of the things. Okay. Page 5.
All right.
You guys, I'm drinking. I really wanted to have like a cocktail. I was like, oh, we're doing this at night. Let me make a glass of wine or something. But I already had a slight headache. So I was like, I'm not going to want no wine. So I got me some Crystal Light in the water bottle, and so I just wanted to use my cute...
Page 5 is a table of contents.
Oh. I just wanted to use my cute new tumbler. Isn't this the cutest thing? What's the name of the brand again? Brewmate. I got this at some local boutique, but it's just the cutest thing. Stop. Stop. Did you get on the same question? Stop.
Girl, are you stopping? Stop telling me stop. Okay, at the same
so this
time.
Stop.
Okay, there we go. That's easy, man. How do you learn to use the latest technology? You just download the app and you figure it out.
It's trial and error. I Google it. I watch a tutorial on YouTube.
Would you post a selfie online?
You know, I'm not sure I want everybody in my business like that, so I probably would not post a selfie online. Hey, C.
Hey.
How are you? Okay.
He's such a dancer now.
He is. Somebody said last month a guy approached my husband. Yeah, people crazy. Okay. I need a new question because them questions is ratchet. 75. Page 75.
All right.
Stop.
What contributions do you dream of making to others?
Why is that funny to you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You know, the one thing that I do dream of, like, it's more about, like, helping out my family more than, you know, we do now. Like, I would love to be in a space to pay off everybody's everything so that none of us are, you know... carrying any debt. We're not worrying about like mortgages and car notes and loans. Like that is a dream to me to like take care of that for my family and for us as well. Like that would just be the ultimate. Like I would love it. That'd be the best feeling ever to be able to like make sure that Nana didn't have to worry about nothing, Mom didn't have to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like his mom, just everybody is cool.
Yeah.
Can we get three guesses for where y'all going for your anniversary?
Yeah, the COVID baby.
You had a COVID baby? Congratulations. That's exciting. But wouldn't that be the best, though, if you could just, like, take care of your family? Like, that would be the ultimate contribution for me. Okay, you're doing the most, buddy.
You trying to take the attention. Okay. Of yourself, honey.
What's it going to be? What's it going to be? You going to sit here and chill? So y'all see or this? What?
He just wanted to dance.
Like,
hilarious.
New intro. Okay, so let's talk about this intro.
Yeah, so we actually filmed an intro.
The last time we had pictures taken, which was last fall.
Yeah, and then but then Vlogmas happened, so we
just made the Vlogmas intro.
You made the Vlogmas intro, so I don't know. I actually thought about it. It's funny because I actually thought about it earlier.
Did you?
When I was editing, I was like, oh, I need to, because I almost finished it. But then we went to the Vlogmas intro.
But now it's like, what's the point? Because
it's still more updated than the one we got now.
Oh, that's true.
So we'll see.
That is true.
We'll see. So
I need to schedule new pictures for us. We need some spring pictures. So maybe when we do that, we'll try and do another intro.
Yeah.
Do y'all get tired of intros? Do people still like intros? I'd be like, do we even need an intro? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The booty workout's going good. Somebody asked me, how's it going with the gluteus maximus exercise?
Oh.
It's going. She laughs at me every time.
That's hilarious.
Because I've been doing them in the front room, just like right in front of her.
Yeah.
And, but you know, it's going good. I actually start Monday with my triathlon coach.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
I hired a coach for a triathlon. I had a running coach.
Chad.
I'm switching to a triathlon coach. Chad brought the basketball in here now.
No, sir.
He's going to start balancing it.
You can do that in your room, okay?
You're so funny, dude. That's all right. Well, you just have to wait till we're done.
You do have a basketball hoop in there. It's not hung up, but
pretend like it is. Sit on your bed and just like bowl it. Use it like a bowling basketball.
Any other time, he would be somewhere else, not fooling with us.
Exactly.
He just wanted to come talk to y'all.
That's hilarious. But yeah, so I think, so I hired a triathlon coach. And so I'm going to start Monday with him. And I'm excited because, I'm going to be doing more true triathlon training. So it'll be structured. I'm excited. Like, it's going to have, the exercises that I need,
He is super excited.
Yeah, build the muscles around the joints and things that to event, to avoid injuries and stuff like that. So, and I also signed up for Ironman Muncie, the 70.3. So, the one I did a couple years ago. So, I'll be doing that in October, and I'll be doing the full Ironman in November.
You got it all planned out,
Scotty. So excited. This year is going to be big.
I'm excited for you.
Yes.
We've been talking about Iron Man, the full thing, for years.
Man. Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting because it's just, it's not about beating anyone or doing anything like that. It's just about, like, for me, it's just going to be like a testament that, like, you can set a goal. You know what I mean? Like, a lofty goal. Something very difficult, something that you never think you can do, no matter how fit you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are super fit that still wouldn't try Ironman because they don't think they can do it. But everyone can do it as long as you put the time and the effort into it. Like that's
so that's a word.
Yeah. So I think that I'm gonna put the time and the effort into it, and I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you will.
Yeah. And I'm gonna do it in under 13 hours. So, that's the goal.
Somebody said our Christmas intro was the best ever. Thank you. I am very partial to our vlog. I feel like our Vlogmas intros be hit.
I feel like they do too.
Like, they are so good. I love them. your brother has done an Ironman. That's so awesome
for
him.
That's awesome. It's big. I mean, it's something to be celebrated,
Yeah. Let's see. What's the secret sauce to your beautiful family and lifestyle? That is really sweet that you would ask that. There is no secret sauce. Jesus and authenticity. What's the secret sauce to your beautiful family and lifestyle? Like, literally just being just, ourselves.
Yeah, just, I mean.
I think that that's.
God, like, just the blessings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We have more.
It's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very sweet. But yeah, we're just. It still baffles us, like, just to think of our life, you know, and what where God has brought us. Now we're here, mm-hmm. 10 years of marriage almost, and two kids.
Chad, I'm about to make you go sit in your room. What is happening
about here? To get in trouble.
Like, what is happening here?
See how he's like throwing little cards at us.
Like, what? Look, do you want us to answer this question? We should answer this question. Ooh. Well, maybe we won't answer this question because there are children in the room. But it's funny that he threw over a question card. You don't need to be reading this question. Where did you get all of them from?
Daddy's drawer.
Hmm?
Daddy's drawer.
Is somebody talking crazy?
Oh, yeah.
What? Don't come over here talking crazy.
Yeah.
Lord.
Blame.
Okay, anyway. All right, more.
If you on a live at 11:16
talking
crazy, then you are lame.
But
we'll pray for you.
Will I put bows in Reagan's hair? You know, every time I pass by the little girl, like, hair in bow section, I'm like, oh, I should get some things to, like, put in her hair. And then I don't. Because when I tell you it is a situation. Getting Reagan's hair done. She's getting a little better. These past couple weeks, she's gotten a little better. But I'm talking scream bloody murder.
It's crazy.
She hates the comb. She hates the brush.
It's like girl.
Only with me, though. Because I don't feel like she acts like that.
She doesn't.
You.
I don't know.
What is it about me? I don't know. If I even look at a brush, she's screaming and hollering. And I'm like, girl. Can I do your hair, please? Like, literally, she doesn't like it when I'm trying to detangle it. So it's just, but yes, I do want to get some cute little bows mm-hmm. and even like some little headbands and stuff. Cause she likes them. She likes bows, but then she gets over them and she takes them out. Cause she's had like a couple here and there. She'll wear them for a little bit and then you look at her the next time and it's gone. So I just need to buy some. I haven't bought a whole lot of like hair accessories for her. So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Put a little bows, some bows in her hair.
No, So someone says, so your success is due to some magical external force and not your own efforts. No. Like, we believe that, like...
Well, I don't think that Jesus is magical. Yeah. I think that...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I do believe that... Yeah. I mean, and this is our personal belief, is that our blessings come from God.
Yeah.
They come from Him. Like, but please believe there's been plenty of work done.
Yeah. But we believe that, you know, faith without... Works
is dead,
right? So we believe that He provides,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean we don't work hard for it, right?
Yeah, I say, like, there's no secret sauce because there are plenty of other families that have walked the same path and have had a different amount of success than we have. Mm-hmm. Some have skyrocketed and have done the most. Some have not. So, like, there's no secret sauce, like, a formula that I can give you to give you the same thing that happened to us, because I believe it's divine. It was what was supposed to happen for us, because all we've done is be our authentic selves and, you know, show you guys us, you know, give you a dose of love, life, and laughter, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we have been blessed along the way. So that's what I mean when there's no, like, secret sauce.
Yeah.
Like, you know... We just kind of living life, and I think that this was just what God had for us. So,
appreciate,
but definitely a personal, like, I mean, we're Christian, so that's what we believe.
That's
it's
what
totally
believe.
Okay if you don't believe that.
Appreciate all the people that's being all the moderators and reporting. Appreciate y'all.
Somebody else talking crazy?
No, it's probably the same person. Oh. They're talking about the same person.
Jeez.
All right, so I'm going to jump into our second sponsor because Gabrielle will keep going.
Y'all know I love lives.
She does. So, second sponsor, HelloFresh. So, we've worked with them many times. So I don't know if you've ever tried out HelloFresh, but you should. What they are is with them, you'll get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So they cut out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, as mentioned, so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Super easy. So they offer 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Simplicity, that's a hard word. But basically, I mean, we love it. We've not had a bad meal with HelloFresh. I mean, everything comes fresh, super easy to make. The instructions are very simple to follow. We love them. So you can actually go and try out HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/LMO12 and use code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. So again, HelloFresh.com/LMO12. Use the code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Check them out, and we appreciate HelloFresh for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes. Okay. Podcast update. Play set update. We can say it now because it finally got installed, you guys. Yes. So, is that on tomorrow's vlog?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
How about say you just edited it, right?
No, it's not on tomorrow's vlog.
Oh, it's not? Oh, no. I don't even think
we have it Tuesday. We got it Wednesday.
Oh, so we didn't even vlog. So, yes, we have the playset now. They came on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And the kids absolutely love it. Like, Reagan was the cutest thing. She just kept talking about how, oh my gosh, this is my playset. This is my playset. Like, she literally, we was out there today. Like, she came home from lunch and wanted to get on the playset. She absolutely loves it. It looks really, really good. They were able to, so like the way we saw it in the store, they were able to kind of switch it. So like the taller part was on the side that we originally wanted it on. So yeah. We were excited about that.
We had no clue that it was modular. Like, so we're super excited about that.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm not happy about all of the dirt that's just kicked up in the yard right now. But we're waiting on the landscapers to come so they can put the topsoil down and
put grass back down.
Back and or, you all know, so the grass we'll, seeds or yes. whatever you
so put So it'll down. Be good. It'll be nice. So, it'll be nice when it's, you know, so it'll take a little time to.
What you doing?
He's about to get in trouble.
Okay, sit down.
Please. He's doing all of this. He's doing all this like it's not even normal.
So that is the playset update. Finally yes. got it, and it was just the best feeling ever to be pushing Reagan on this playset. Man. It's like
just her reaction; she was just so
excited about it. And Chad Jr. he's excited about it too. But it's just funny because Reagan just kept saying, "This is my playset. It's my playset. Like,
I love my playset.
Yeah, that's what she said. I love my playset.
It's so cute. It's just exciting. You know, as I'm sure you all of you that are parents, it's just really cool to, you know. Whether it's small, whether it's big, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, to get your kids something and they're really excited about it, like, it's just a blessing because that's what it's about. Like, you know, trying to, you know, give your kids, you know,
right.
a fun life, you know. It doesn't, yeah. And that doesn't mean material things all the time. That means just experiences. And, you know, this happens to be a material thing, you know, but she'll be able to play with it. They'll be able to play with it for years.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Chad, do people ever tell you look like Donnie Wahlberg?
Never heard that before, ever in my life.
That is the one person that he will always...
Always get a Wahlberg brother.
Always gets a Wahlberg always, brother.
You know.
Always. And it's usually Donnie.
It's usually Donnie.
Yeah. You some got people, a couple marks.
Some people say Mark, but mm-hmm. most people say Donnie.
Yeah,
it's funny. And we found a couple photos online where there was some resemblance, mm-hmm. But it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm still waiting for my Wahlburger franchise, but I don't know. I ain't got it yet, so apparently I'm not a brother, so.
Oh, hilarious. Somebody said, thank you. If you guys have seen the commercial, thank you. On a scale from budget-friendly to expensive, what camera do you think is best when starting out as a new vlogger? I would say the G7X,
yeah.
the Canon G7X Mark
II. Don't get the 3.
Unless they've done some updates.
We went from, we had the 1, we had the 2, and we had the 3. The 3, we quickly got rid of because the focus wasn't right.
But it could have changed then, since then. Maybe it's good. I mean, heck, they could be on the Mark IV by now. Honestly, I don't know. But the Canon G7X is a really good starter camera.
It's a really good starter camera. If you want to go a little bit bigger and, you know, you want to have more of a budget.
Because it's a point and shoot.
Then I would say the M50, the Canon M50, which is our current vlog camera. And we have a different lens on there, though.
different from the kit lens.
It doesn't have the standard M50 lens. We have a Sigma lens that's like magical.
The Sigma lens.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. It's magical though. But that I wouldn't say you don't need that starting out, right? You know, I think mm-hmm. that the G7X, and if you want to go a little bit better, the M50. Mm-hmm. But
and if you want to go even higher than that, then you can look at DSLRs. Yeah. So things the Canon, mm-hmm. the I don't know 6D, the 80D, the. We're Canon people, so we don't really know a whole lot about Sonys, but what's that one Sony that's really good that's a point-and-shoot? It's like an A6000 or something?
Yeah, what is that?
Is it a point-and-shoot or is it mirrorless? I can't remember.
I think it's mirrorless.
I think the Sony A6000 or something like that.
Yeah, the 6000 series,
I think. It's comparable, I believe, to the M50.
Yeah, so I would say...
But also, if you have an iPhone, you could also start there. If you have an Android, whatever, you could also start there because... At this point, these cameras can film 4K. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you can definitely start there until you're able to purchase some actual equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. And then someone said here, TDB, you said that you think it's too late to start YouTube with no current following. No, it's never too late. So. If it's something that, here's my thing, if it's something that you want to try and you want to do, then you have a passion for doing it and trying, then do it. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's not about... Here's the thing. If you go into it worrying about the following, then you know, you might not go at it in a way that you're passionate about, mm-hmm. right? You might be chasing a following versus if you're just passionate about it, just start doing it. And, you know, if it's meant to be... then a following will come, right? You know, and it'll be the following that you want. It'll be the following of people that are like-minded, people that, you know, care about you. You care about them, and it'll be good. So mm-hmm. just like what we have with all of you, like, we have a community, you know, of, you know, and communities are like, you know, it's like a family. Like, you're going to get on each other's nerves sometimes. Like, you're not going to agree on everything. That's just life, right? But you still have a connection. And you still have, you know, a family that you've built. So, it's never too late.
Somebody just said they saw the Girlfriends episode with me dancing in the background. Hey!
That's funny.
If you blink, you'll miss it. But I'm in there. It was a fun experience. My first and only extra experience. Because I was like, I've been on this set all day for, I think it was like $50 a day or something. It was like nothing.
That's funny.
I was like, I could be working somebody's shift. So I never did extra work anymore. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this no more.
That's
weird. I saw another question. How do you get comfortable vlogging in public? Doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the more you do it,
practice
the more
makes
comfortable
perfect.
You'll become. And right now, like, literally everybody knows. Everybody is showing something on social media. So really, like, you don't have to worry about people really looking at you crazy because,
yeah.
you know, back in the day when it first started, you pull out a camera in the grocery store and people are like,
hi, sweetie.
What are they doing? They have a whole camera. Now, people filming everything. So I think the more you do it, the easier it'll become and the more comfortable you'll become doing it. What
are they names?
What are they names?
Oh, it's a whole lot of different names.
It's the peeps.
Say hi, peeps. Here, look at the camera.
They're right here.
There.
They're in the camera right there. Say hi, peeps.
Hi, peeps.
What you been doing?
Her face is covered in peanut butter and jelly.
Did you finish your sandwich?
She licked the bread.
She always takes it apart like she never eats it.
I'm going to deliver that. Hi, peeps.
Hey, peeps.
I'm here.
And here you come, Chad. And
here you come.
Lord.
You're so cute, dude.
I should do a story time about my time in L.A. So much about my time in L.A. Like, I don't even know where to start, man. That was, like, the best experience ever. Like, I loved my time in L.A. Now, looking back at it, while I was there, I didn't necessarily, I mean, I was, you know, I got over it. But there's so much I wish that I would have done while I was there. But
you're so cute.
It was a great experience. I am so grateful to have that experience being out there.
So apparently we got the whole crew up here.
Family podcast. You know what I'm saying? Even Oscar. He's looking like, wait, what the hell?
Get off her pillow.
Wait, get off my pillow, Charlie. Hey.
She's allergic to you.
Get off my pillow. Come here.
Come here, Papa. Come here. She's allergic to dogs. So.
These folks is showing out for y'all, okay?
This Chad Jr.
Chad. Oscar never lays on my pillow. Like, did you just drink up all my crystal lake? Dang. Literally, it's gone.
Well, you get to see the whole family together. Like.
Man, okay.
This is life, and I wouldn't ever change it.
What episode is it? Are you talking about what episode the... Oh, man, I used to know the number of the girlfriend's episode. I can't even remember. Dang, I can't even remember which episode it was. Was it like season... Something with an 8. Season 5, episode 8? I could have just made that up. I don't remember. Somebody had told me, too. 8-11. I think maybe season 8. Were there 8 seasons of Girlfriends? Did I just make that up?
I don't remember.
Something 11. 5-11? 8-11. I'll figure it out and I'll tell y'all, but I can't remember right now. Let's see. Lonnie, we did talk about the shooting earlier, so yeah. You might have missed that conversation, but
yes. Horrible.
It's just horrible and tragic. And somebody asked if we lived close to the facility. No, we didn't live close to the facility.
Donald.
Roll Tide, roll. Somebody talking about your...
Oh, yeah. Roll Tide.
Daddy. I saw a lot of comments about Reagan's behavior in the last vlog. I haven't looked at the comments.
I saw some of the comments. But here's my thing. Is like, they're just talking about...
I haven't watched the vlog either. Like... I don't see the vlogs unless I have a chance to watch them because I don't edit them.
It's so interesting that like people just leave comments about they're expecting Reagan to not be a 3-year-old. Like she is a 3-year-old, a newly 3-year-old she's gonna have temper tantrums. She's still trying to develop
Reagan Raider.
How she processes, you know, things. So she's trying to learn how to process things.
What? Oh, Reagan.
You see. People just saying that her saying no, like, oh, she's just doing the most and she's out of control.
What
and,
the?
You know, just
when did she say no? Like, when
just
when
in the front of the car, like when we were getting ready to leave, the hotel.
Oh, I don't even remember. I'm like, I'd have to go back and
but
watch it.
It's one of those things, again, where I think people just need to realize that you watch a 15-minute vlog, 20-minute vlog, like, Reagan is a really good girl. She is feisty compared to Chad Jr., but we work with her and we are helping her develop her communication in a way that she can express how she's feeling. But at 3 years old, she doesn't know how to express.
Yes.
So people that are expecting her to know how to express herself at 3 year old perfectly, well, maybe you
she
have
don't know what to do
maybe you have
emotions.
Perfect kids and they express themselves perfectly at 3. But that's
parenting
not,
is such as
it cracks me up.
What am I trying to say? It's such a touchy subject, I feel like, because everyone
thinks they're an expert.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Everyone who has been a parent believes that they are an expert.
It's just the funniest thing ever.
Their method is the best method. I have these conversations.
And like their kid was perfect. They always like it's like they never want to talk about what their kid did because their parents their kid was perfect.
I had this conversation with my mother because she believes that, you know, I mean, she's like, that's unacceptable. Like, you would have never done that to me, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, sure, you probably would have popped me in my mouth. I'm not doing that with Reagan. And you don't have to understand it. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm trying to come from a different place in parenting and take a different approach. So it's one of those things where it's like, I can give you advice on what worked for me, but I can't tell you how to parent your child. Like... Yeah. I shouldn't tell you how to parent your child because at the end of the day, it's your child and every child is different. So, yes, Reagan is definitely completely different than Chad Jr. And we have had conversations like, okay, we got to figure out how to tackle this because the issues we're finding that we're coming up with Reagan, she's very headstrong. She's very bold in her feelings. She's going to tell you how she feels and she's not going to think about it. And we got to figure out the best way to approach that because we never dealt with this with Chad Jr. Like, we didn't have any discipline
just
issues with
this,
him.
Mama.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, thank you. So it's a learning curve for us. Like, we are trying to figure out the best method because I don't want to resort to the first thing that I do when you say something that I feel uncomfortable with or I feel like is bad. I'm smacking you or I'm popping you because then what do you learn? And we can have a whole debate about that, because I know when we talk about not spanking in the black community, nobody seems to understand that. But then we also wonder why we're all growing up traumatized, or we have issues and unresolved anger. But that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah.
Let's just keep it 100. Like if you're leaving a comment like talking about these are our kids, right? They are children. Like, for the fact that you're, taking your time to say something negative about a kid, mm-hmm. that's an issue. And I honestly, if you come with, like, constructive advice, like, hey, you know, maybe try this, or, you know what, like, just trying to help, that's awesome, and that's acceptable. But when you just say, hey, oh, she's out of control, or you just run your mouth about my child, I don't need to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Like, just let's be honest. Like, yeah. You wouldn't want to either. So, like, I mean, there's no one that loves my wife and my kids more than me.
Yes,
so when you come for them,
yes.
and you say anything just crazy about them, I'm done with you. Like, I don't need to hear from you anymore. Like,
Lisa, as simple you hit as that. The nail on the head. She said, hitting will kill her spirit. That's what they do to animals. And you, like, I want Reagan to grow up comfortable in her personality. I don't want to be the one that shuts it down and makes her feel like it's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
It's my job to hone it, help her hone it in, and, you know, figure out the appropriate times and the inappropriate times, but I don't ever want her to feel silenced.
Yeah, absolutely.
By her own mother because she was too much, or because she talked back, or because she expressed her feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a very interesting subject to me, because it's just like we are raising adults. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And my therapist actually recommended that book to me. It's something about called How to Raise an Adult, because at the end of the day, this is what they're going to become. So I want to make sure I'm doing the right things, and I'm just allowing her to flourish with boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Be expressive with boundaries. But if I shut down every time you know, even like tantrums and things, like, I understand that she's 3. She doesn't know how to handle her emotions like I do. That's what tantrums stem from. Like, something is wrong. Something is not happening. Like, she doesn't know what to do with that. So
yeah,
I have to help her figure out how to express that, figure out how to, you know, like, we do breathing with Reagan because she gets angry. So when she gets riled up, we have to take a quick pause. Let's do some breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just an interesting conversation. And I actually just purchased, there's this therapist, Dr. Becky, and she has a bunch of, like, parenting courses, like, reparenting and how to deal with tantrums and and I actually just purchased that like a week ago, and I'm ready to start. I'm like, babe, we need to sit down and do this, because it's something that I really like. I just want to go about it the right way. Like, raising child is a huge deal, you know. And if I don't want to cause harm unnecessarily.
No, we want, like, it is so imperative to us to prepare Chad Jr. and Reagan like for life, and to be the best people that they can be, and to bless others and to treat others well. Like, that's our goal in life. Mm-hmm. And that's an experience, like, trying to figure out how to do that in the best way. You know, coming from my background, I can't take any of that, you know, because I didn't learn any good habits from that. So for me, it's exciting to learn new ways to be able to impact your children, you know, for the better.
So, yeah, you know, everybody thinks different. So,
absolutely, and that's okay. That's
And I think that we should all just look to respect people's boundary, like, respect people's preference. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what it is. How I prefer to parent my child is how I prefer to parent my child. And it really ain't got nothing to do with you.
It ain't your business.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm not harming her, then we should be fine. So, yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad that y'all said that, because I probably will skip that whole comment section of the video. So thanks for the heads up, because I hadn't even, I do want to go back and see what they referred to. And then also, you have to realize, like, when we do discipline, we don't do it on camera.
We're not going
to
do it on camera.
So, you know.
Yeah. We've never disciplined on camera.
If anything is said, it's probably once the camera is
turned off. We've never disciplined on camera. But we also try to bring you content that is real, because that's what we do, and also stuff that's in the moment as we're doing it.
Yeah.
So, because Reagan is having a little bit of an attitude in one little scene, that's just life.
Yeah.
And if you say that your kid never had an attitude or never you had a tantrum, I'm going to guess that you're a lie. But it's again, maybe you do. Maybe the kids never did, but that's not my business, right? And I'm never going to comment on your kids because that's not my place. Like, if I've got advice, then maybe I'll say, hey, maybe try this.
Yeah.
But, you know, we love advice. We love that. That's the best thing about this community that we have is learning from each other.
So, Annie, she says, the incident has happened more than one time on your live video. When will it end? I mean, I'm guessing it'll end when she's not three and she learns how to handle her emotions. It's 33-year-olds walking around here who don't know how to handle their emotions. When will it end? I don't know. Why are you so bothered? Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I don't want to get, don't get me riled up talking about my kids, okay? Yeah. Just let me parent my kids.
There's always one. There's always one that just wants to continue.
Totally okay to not be an expert and know everything. Yeah. And unless you are a certified therapist in child development, like, your opinion or how you did it is just what worked for you. So,
yeah.
Next topic, please.
Next topic,
y'all
gonna
keep me heated about it. Okay.
You can keep it moving.
It's totally okay to disagree. Yeah. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah. Annie, you can keep it moving.
Right. I mean, my mom don't even agree. She thinks that I should be spanking.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I can't agree with my mama about it, I'm definitely not going to agree with y'all about it.
Yeah. But yeah, so let's get into our third sponsor. This one actually would be Gabrielle's read.
Oh, okay. So we are going to talk about Third Love. You guys, I have been talking about Third Love. We have talked about them before. And when I tell you that they are some of the most comfortable bras that I have had, like, literally, no lie. I'm a really big fan of them. And I'd have to actually thank the podcast for reintroducing me to them, because I had tried them before. And then, you know, you try things and sometimes you just forget about them. So I have, like, rediscovered and started ordering more. And they are so super comfortable. So Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. They have a perfect fit promise. So they stand by their products, and if you don't love it, exchange and returns are free for 60 days. So they have a quiz. So when you, like, first sign up, there's this quiz, and it's very detailed, and it will, you know, kind of ask you, like, some fun questions. It's interactive, and it focuses on the size of your breasts, the shape of your breasts, like, your fit issues, and then it delivers, like, your custom bra size, like, the true bra size. And it's helped, you know, 18 million women. That's a whole lot of women.
That's a lot of
18 million women find their true bra size. So it's time to break up with your bad bra and fall in love with better bras and underwear. So check out Third Love, because they are changing the game when it comes to comfort and style for all of your everyday essentials. And they also have all new Lounge by Third Love, which is, like, the ultimate go-to loungewear. I have not tried that yet, but I'm actually excited to try that. And it ranges from sizes extra small to 3X. So Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now they are offering all of our peeps 20% off of your first order. If you go to thirdlove.com/LMO, you can find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off of your first order. That is thirdlove.com/LMO for 20% off today.
That's right.
So check them out.
Absolutely. Jinx. Gabriel.
Got you that time.
That
I was
good.
On it that time. Honored, girl. Normally I'd be slacking when it comes to Jinx.
What does that mean?
Let's see. Okay.
Okay, Annie, thank you for clarifying.
See. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
I mean to harp on you. I do apologize.
Yeah, we both apologize.
And this is the thing also with comments. Like, it's very hard to determine tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, and I've been guilty of this before, like, sometimes somebody will say something, and I'm, like, getting all up in my feelings, and they're like, oh, I didn't mean it that way, or whatever. So, it happens. So, forgive me, Annie. I do apologize. What will you do with the room downstairs? Keep it a playroom or something else? I am so over that room downstairs. Throw the whole room away. Literally throw the whole room away. Are you ready to get rid of the playroom? The play... No. Do you? But you don't use it.
Wait,
y'all literally take the toys out of the playroom and bring them into the living room.
It's the funniest thing.
Like,
I'm ready to get rid of the playroom
for a
theater house. Theater.
A theater house?
House theater.
Well, I think that a theater would probably be better suited for downstairs in the basement.
Yeah, we're gonna make the
basement. But I was thinking of moving y'all toys downstairs to the basement. Because I was kind of toying with the idea of having a dining space. But then I was like, we barely even sit at the table that we have in the kitchen and eat. So my vision for it is a nice sitting area with like some bookshelves, like maybe a little bit of library, and they can still have some of their toys in there. I just feel like it's kind of overwhelming and it just gets cluttered so easily because the toys just pile up. Like tomorrow, Chad Jr. and I are going through and giving away a bunch of toys because it's just so many things that they don't even play with anymore. But I would like to have a nice little sitting area, which is kind of what we designed with the playroom. It had the little sitting area, but it was more kiddie.
Yeah.
So I want a more adult.
Yeah.
Like
that's the next. Sitting I think that's the area. Next room.
I actually paid for the design for Havonly already.
But we decided to do the bedroom first, and then
done it yet. Yeah.
And then so we'll do that down, and then after that, I think we'll do the basement. The part where the projector is.
Yeah, I just don't know what to do with that room. I just go back and forth. Like, do I want a formal dining space? Do I want a sitting area? What would we actually do? Because quite frankly, we don't use that room, honestly. Like, the kids use it every now and then. They bring their toys out, but nobody is really using that room. So I'm like,
we want to make it to where it is.
What can we do to make it useful? Yeah,
because it has really good lighting in there. You know, it's bless you, girl. Your mouth. See how she's using my shirt. But see, this is someone else mentioned it. Is that Reagan's been sitting here for a good long time. Bless you.
I know what
and I. Have you heard her whine fuss one time? No, she's chilling.
What are you drawing, Siege? Uh oh, you need tissue.
Oh my goodness. Oh jeez.
Let me get some tissue.
You got it. Oh my goodness.
Come here. Let's blow
your
nose.
Whoa, jeez, Louise.
Wait.
You need tissue too now.
Was there a comment with in the drawing?
Oh, yes. You want to show them what you're drawing while Mommy's getting tissue?
Drawing, see.
Yeah, show them, buddy. Thank you.
Where's the camera?
Well, but you know, sweetheart. Yeah, right there. That's the camera right there.
I'm drawing this.
Here you go. I'll hold it for you. You can tell them what it is.
It's a Mickey and Pluto thing. It's a drawing with the car. With the squirrels, and there's Mickey and Pluto.
That's right. It looks awesome, dude.
And the next,
doing the next one, too?
Yeah, the next one is the Minnie with Daisy.
Minnie and Daisy. So, that looks pretty good. That looks awesome. What y'all think? Good job, Chad. I love it, bud.
What's he drawing?
This right here.
I want to draw him.
Oh, be careful. Oh, no, it's a brother.
I'm going to wipe your hand.
What's mine?
Uh-oh.
Can you get mine?
Yeah, we're still good. It's the charger.
Mine!
But yeah, so,
My drawing.
All right, what other questions y'all got?
Yeah, what's your...
I think it's downstairs.
Where's your drawing, sweetheart?
I'm downstairs.
You want to go get it?
Yeah.
Hey, brother, do you mind helping her get her drawing?
You're going to go find your drawing so you can
show
her?
Please, so we can finish up.
I'm shy.
Oh, yeah. All right. Ooh, good jump, girl.
Okay. Let's see what else y'all have added.
Your shime?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Just like blue.
Make it a studio room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Episode 11, season 7. I was close. 7-11. I knew it was something 11.
7-11. That's easy to remember. 7-11. Yeah. We got that now.
Colors inside the lines. Somebody said, good job, Siege.
thank you, and also Mommy.
Yes, they're magic markers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
know exactly what we can turn the playroom into.
What?
My own gaming area.
Your own gaming area. This
boy trying to get a gaming area.
He really wants to start a game.
He says he really wants to. We've been holding off because I wanted to continually say it.
Hey, Shimmer.
If he continually says it, then maybe that means he really wants to.
I want to say Shimmer.
Oh, it's okay. If he doesn't say Shimmer. Thank you. Is this sticker for me? Thank you.
Yes, Shimmer.
Okay, Shimmer. Thank you.
Hi, Shimmer.
Hi, Shine.
I have this thought I wanted to.
She's so beautiful. Reagan is such a girly butt, and it's the cutest thing ever. So she was standing in the mirror earlier, like.
I'm Shimmer.
Okay, my bad, Shimmer.
Yes, here we go. All right, I thought she was going to get your paper. Is there a way to manually notify your subs when you post? I don't think so.
Man.
What's up, Alejandro? Is it Alejandro?
Yeah, it's Alejandro. What's up, homie?
You need to be Shimmer.
No,
Daddy.
I wish that there was.
Daddy,
are you not getting like notifications?
Hi, Shimmer.
I feel like YouTube.
You're Shimmer? Okay.
I don't know that the notifications be working right.
Shine.
The way they should be.
Shine.
So you're Shine?
Do the kids have a bedtime or bedtime routine? Mine are 8, 4, and almost 2. So we used to be very strict on bedtime and making sure that they were in the bed at a certain time. And I have to be honest and say, here lately, it's kind of been a free-for-all. Like, Reagan has a bedtime. She goes to bed. We typically try to get her in bed by 8:30, 9 at the latest. And I would love to get that back up. It used to be like 7:30. And then we shied away from that. Chad Jr. now, he has gotten older and he is like a night owl. So if we're up until midnight, sometimes he's up with us. So we do definitely have to be better about enforcing a bedtime for him. So he really needs to be in bed around the same time, 8:30, like
he's a night owl, should be in
a bed no later than 9 o'clock.
I mean, it's Friday night, so they're up hanging out now.
Yeah,
but
on the weekends we just kind of let them hang out, but
Reagan is definitely has a stricter time frame than Chad Jr. But we gotta get Chad back on. He's such a night owl like we are.
He does. He likes to sit up and watch TV.
He's been running faster.
Oh, he wasn't running faster than you.
I don't have to stand.
Can you help her get her paper ready, buddy?
She wants to show you guys her drawing. So, yeah. No, I'm sorry. We don't have much advice on the bedtime routine because it's a struggle for us sometimes. So.
No.
We don't have to, Who are y'all talking about? Somebody else talk crazy?
Who's running their mouth now?
YouTube be playing. Sometimes you get the notifications and as soon as possible, and sometimes you don't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it varies. Does revealing the number of subscribers affect the growth of your channel? I don't think that it matters, honestly. Like, I am no expert. I don't really know the difference, but, like, we've never hidden the number of subscribers that we have. I don't know if it has like if it's beneficial
it's a great
or not,
question.
Honestly.
I think
I don't think it can hurt you, but does it help you? That I don't know.
I think that.
Get out your nose.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a really good question. All right, but
I ain't get nothing. I don't know what that was talking about. Okay, a couple more questions and then we're done because it's about to be 12 o'clock. How long have we been on here?
A long time.
Has it? Is it still recording? It's only been an hour. You talking about a long time, like it's been more than that.
It's been longer than that because we didn't start that. It's been probably an hour and 20.
Oh, you're right. We didn't start that straight from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple more questions, you guys. Thank y'all for hanging out with us.
Yes,
on a
we
Friday.
Appreciate y'all.
We're going to have to do more of these. This is fun.
79
I feel like
minutes.
I say this all the time. Every time we do a live, like, we need to do more of these. But this one was actually fun, like a live Q&A. I think that I do want to do a live podcast for our 100th episode, which is coming up.
Yeah.
At some point, right?
Like, this is episode 94, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
So, 6 more.
So we'll do another live for the 100th episode. We'll try to come with a topic first, and then we can have a Q&A session after that.
So my family is doing good. Doing good. Like, my mom's doing well. She's... I think she has her second shot now, so she's Mark and Connie have theirs. Renee has hers, I think. Nieces and nephews are doing good. Everybody's doing well. Hopefully, we'll see them maybe towards the end of June, maybe for Gabrielle's birthday. We talked about maybe going down to hang out down south. We don't know for sure, but that's, we kind of talked about it. So, but yeah, they're doing good. Thanks for asking.
Surgery update. Me? Somebody asked if I'm still considering plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm. I am looking at doctors. What's now. Wrong?
What happened?
What happened?
Oh, did it come off?
You mad? Did it die?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, this girl. Dang, what was that saying?
About cosmetic surgery.
Oh, I've been kind of looking at I really want to find Chad Jr.
Hey, buddy. Hey, we're still alive, buddy. Can you just pause it? We're still live, baby.
Well, could you get your headphones?
Get your headphones.
And get out your nose?
This is what Chad Jr. does. Like, he will come and turn up his iPad to the loudest volume.
It'd be right.
And he'd be like, turn down. He'd be like, what? I can hardly hear it. I'm like, bro, the neighbors can hear it.
I can hear it in the other room. So I know you can hear it when it's this close to you. Yes, I am still considering it. I'm in the process of looking for doctors now. I really wanted to have it this year. I want to have it before I turn 40, and I'll be 40 next year. Woo, child.
Things are, I don't even know what
that
easier.
That just made me feel some kind of way. I will be 40 next
year. Still looking like you 23, girl.
In 2022, I will be 40.
You fly. Bless you.
I feel like it's going to hit me some kind of way. Like, I will officially be out of my 30s. I'm not really sure how I feel about that. So, I just had to process that. Like,
yeah,
we are going to be 40 next year. Jesus.
Hey.
I want to have it done before then. So, I'm still looking. I need to be setting up some consultations. But I just... So, there is this surgeon that I really love in Texas. But he is expensive as heck. And I just don't know if I want to spend that much money, because he's literally like double the price of everybody else that I've seen. Yeah. So, and I had one like email consultation information. Like, I sent pictures and they gave me all the information. They were a doctor here. But I don't know. So now I'm looking at like Chicago, something that's close, but, you know, not so far away. But I need to start having some actual like consultations and figuring out what that looks like,
because so
I was
thinking
like November after his Ironman.
Yeah.
And if I can't have it before the end of the year, then maybe like the top of the year, like January ish. So so I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. I feel like I'm I don't want to rush just because I want it done before 40, but I really want to make sure that I am comfortable with the surgeon that I choose and that I love their work. And I just, like the only person that I'm like, yes, I'm like, no, I don't want to spend that much money. So I don't know. We'll see. But it's still going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point. To have what done? Oh, a breast lift and a tummy tuck. And I think I have officially decided that I want the tummy tuck. I believe so.
Yeah,
I think I'm like 95% sure that I want the tummy tuck. Okay. The breast lift was always a yes. That's all I was ever going to do.
Get out your nose.
Get out your nose. See, I just said get out your nose. And he was like, I want in my nose.
Get out your nose.
My baby ain't more nasty.
Boys.
Yeah. So a breast lift and perhaps a tummy tuck.
I'm a man. You're a boy. I'm a man.
Yay for you, Lisa, having your second shot. Dr. Fisher in Miami. Okay, thank you. I'm going to have to hit him up. Somebody just hit 30. Hey, turning 50 this year. Come on.
Yeah, look, if Gabrielle wants to get surgery, look, I'm her number one fan. Like,
Christina, I don't want to turn 30.
I want her to be happy. So whatever she wants to do. I mean, I'm there to support her 100% all the way.
Yes, LaToya. You going to be 40 in February? I did not know that, girl. And I've been looking at the doctor you've been posting too, honey, because I'm like, they stuff look good. Okay. Girl, Dr. Fisher is 8K for a BBL. Is that bad or is that good? Thank you, Mary. You have a good weekend, too.
Yes, thank you.
How is Justin? Justin is good. He's doing good. He's just working and, you know, obviously travel has been not what it has been. So he's kind of just been at his spot, and he hasn't really been able to come home. So yeah,
connected with him like last week, I think it was, and he's doing good. Mm-hmm. He said just making things happen. So hopefully, we'll get to see him soon.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing well.
He is. He's doing really good. 5 for her BBL. Let's see. All right. I feel like that's pretty much it. Yeah. I don't think that I've missed any.
Yes, we are going to get a matching tattoo at some point. That's the
plan. We have talked about it, but I don't know that we would ever be able to agree.
Well, no, I think we know what we want to get.
Did we what we won't get? I don't forget.
I'm not going to say it on here. You know.
The triple L.
No, that's saying it on here, but that's not it, though.
Oh. Well, I don't know what that means.
You're so cute.
I don't know.
What? We're not going to talk about it on here, but she steadily tries to talk about it on here.
I don't remember. I feel like my memory is bad, y'all. I'd be like, why don't I remember these things?
Hilarious. Well, look, we appreciate y'all. Hopefully you had a good time. We appreciate you spending this, I know some of you are on the West Coast, so it's not as late, but some of you are on the East Coast, and
we appreciate y'all hanging at midnight. It is officially midnight.
It is. Officially tomorrow here. So, but yeah, so if y'all like this, then we definitely plan on doing this again.
Oh, of course we're frozen on the last moment.
What?
Oh, my freaking time limit.
Stupid time limit.
Are we back?
We back, y'all.
That was Jesus telling us to go to bed.
Yeah, that was Jesus, y'all. Sorry.
Sorry, that was my YouTube timer. I have a 1 hour YouTube timer set for the day, or 2 hours set for the day. So it went off. Yeah. Oh, no sound. Well, my YouTube timer went off. Apparently I had been on there for too long. So thank you so much for listening. If you're not watching and you just happen to be listening to this podcast, we appreciate you hanging out and listening, even though you couldn't really see the comments and what was happening. But come on over to our YouTube channel at Let's Make Out Podcast, and you can see what's, the next time we do a live.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. So we appreciate y'all. If you're not already, connected with us on social, Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter, Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. As Gabriel mentioned, we appreciate you rate and review the podcast. Like this video if you're watching. Just thank you for being here, and we'll talk to you
later.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.